all situations are not very good ones. And you have the field is still active. War fronts are still active. And massive displacement internally and externally. You have a hunger looming in Sudan. You have killings, and these are very, very bad situations.
What are some of the efforts from the regional bloc to diffuse the tension and, if you like, convince the rival forces to silence the guns?
From the onset of the war, 1 month later, when the war broke, AUTIGAD participated in the Jeddah meetings as a co-chair. And since that, AUTIGAD is still continuing with the effort to bring about peace in Sudan. You know, Jeddah declaration is having some problems. The implementation is not going as expected. And this has also consequences on the war field, as the ceasefire is not effected. This continues to put difficult situations on civilians and within the Sudan and outside the Sudan in neighboring countries.
The Sudanese have interacted with, I'm talking about civil society activists, former politicians, and the common men and women are saying that the people of Sudan have been forgotten. How do you react to their statements?
Yes, this is correct. I agree with them in terms of humanitarian assistance and also intensive engagement in the areas of particularly letting the parties to stop the war. This one, as compared to Middle East and beyond, I think Sudan needs more of engagement. In our view, the African countries, African Union, we need to do more, because this problem in Sudan is within our continent, and more particularly IGAD, is within IGAD region. The engagement should be at the level of the problem and the suffering of the people in Sudan. This is our hope. We are making our effort to see to it peace prevails to the Sudanese people.
What is your level of engagement with the two belligerent forces? I'm sure your job entails that you speak to both sides. What is your level of engagement with these two groups? I'm talking about RSF and SAF.
Yes, we are engaging ourselves. I'm engaging. But, of course, of late, you know, they were more active in the war fields. And you see, when people are fighting, they have little things to do with negotiation. But we are talking.
If you look at the tracks, the Jeddah track, the Geneva track, the Cairo track, if you like, there were some talks in Addis Ababa also to silence the guns. If you look at these tracks, which track is best suited for the people of Sudan?
You know, any effort that meant to bring peace to Sudan is highly appreciated and will be supported by any means. You know, the first track was the Jeddah Declaration. And for us in IGAD, actually, it is very important. This process of stopping the war has prerequisites for the peace negotiations. It's very important. And implementation of Jeddah facing some difficulties. In our view, the implementation mechanism is missing. And when this one is put in place, you will see some progress in the implementation of Jeddah. Jeddah is all about stopping the war and opening up humanitarian corridors. Because without stopping the war, you will not bring people on the negotiating table at all. This is what international community, particularly our region, should exert efforts to see to it that the declaration is implemented.